More Coloradans are thinking about climate change as a serious issue, and that's changing how many voters are approaching the upcoming 2020 Senate race. Here to tell us more is Jesse Paul, a writer for the Colorado Sun. Hey, Jesse.
Hi.
There are 9 Democrats currently running in the primary race for Republican Senator Cory Gardner's seat. So how is climate change playing a role in the rhetoric of that race?
So at least 3 or 4 of the top candidates say that climate change is the most important issue for them. It's the thing that really defines their campaign. And that includes former Governor John Hickenlooper and former Colorado House Speaker Andrew Romanoff, the two who are seen as really the main front runners in this race. So, you know, they're talking about it on the campaign trail. They're putting out policy statements on it. They're talking about it on social media. They're attacking Cory Gardner over it. It's a repetitive campaign stumping talking point for them.
And what sticks out to you? Are there any key differences in exactly how the candidates are approaching climate change?
Definitely. So Romanoff is endorsing the Green New Deal, kind of this really whole cloth change to the American system of the environment and infrastructure that you see talked about a lot on the congressional level. And John Hickenlooper in his presidential campaign, which he was in before he decided to jump over to the Senate race, actually denounced the Green New Deal as going a step too far, as setting unrealistic goals. So these two candidates have very different ideas about how to tackle the issue, and Romanoff has not been shy about attacking Governor Hickenlooper over his reluctance to support the Green New Deal.
Let's talk a little more about the former governor, who is considered pretty much the front runner in this race, but some are criticizing his stance on climate change. What more can you tell us about what he is saying?
He really rejects anybody who thinks that he doesn't take climate change seriously enough. He told us in an interview recently that it's the single biggest issue for him on the campaign trail, and something that he feels like he worked really hard as governor to tackle. But some progressive voters, and certainly Andrew Romanoff, say that he's not going far enough on this and criticize him for his ties to, say, the oil and gas industry. And one voter brought up to us the infamous Hickenlooper drinking fracking fluid. There are groups that have come out very forcefully to challenge and attack him over his climate change views and his response. And notably, you know, the groups point out that he didn't show up to either the climate strike in Denver, the massive protest, or the recent candidate forums for the Democratic candidates on climate change. And he says, you know, there were scheduling conflicts in both, and not to read into it too much, but certainly Romanoff and people who don't like his stances have used this as an opportunity to go on the offensive.
Well, let's talk about money. You reported that a lot of donations could come from this block of voters, from places like the League of Conservation Voters and the Sierra Club, among other groups. Do we have any idea yet where they're thinking of sending their dollars?
We don't, except for that it won't be going to Cory Gardner. So clearly they're going to back whoever the Democratic candidate is in 2020. And it's obviously unclear at this point who's going to win the party's nomination. But they're going to be a potent force in this election. They're kind of right up there, I think, with outdoor voters in Colorado, people who vote based off of their public land support and love of skiing and hiking and all those great things, as an important factor.
And briefly, this is the race against incumbent Republican Senator Cory Gardner. Where does he stand on climate change?
Senator Gardner, in an interview with us last year, says he believes that climate change is real, believes that it's caused by humans, doesn't want there to be any kind of mistake or misunderstanding about that. However, he's also very clear that he doesn't think that policies can be enacted that hurt people in Colorado, i.e. the fossil fuel industry, and take away jobs as a means to push back against climate change. So again, while he believes that it's real and it's happening and it's impacting the earth, he's opposed to things like the Green New Deal that would really be this whole cloth major change to the system.
Jesse Paul is a writer for the Colorado Sun. Jesse, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And now we turn to someone who identifies as one of the climate change voters Jesse talked about. He attended the Senate Forum on Climate Change held in Colorado Springs this past weekend.
10 candidates were at that forum, 8 Democrats and 2 Unity Party candidates. As Jesse said, former Governor John Hickenlooper did not attend. Senator Cory Gardner wasn't there either. But Mark Smith was. He's a professor of economics at Colorado College, and he joins us now. Mark, welcome to Colorado Edition.
I'm glad to be here.
How important is an issue like climate change to you when it comes to how you vote and who you're voting for?
It's so important. The situation is dire. And we need a candidate that is putting climate change at the very top of their priorities.
What were some of your takeaways from the recent climate forum you attended?
At the most basic level, it was just great to see that there was a debate on climate change, that 10 of the 12 Senate candidates were there, and that they'd taken the time to prepare seriously and to talk about the issue. The forum was very civil, and the different candidates treated each other well, and I really appreciated that.
Were there any clear policy differences between how candidates were approaching this issue?
I wouldn't say that there were clear policy differences. There were clear differences in how much that each candidate emphasized climate change, and I appreciated the honesty with which one or two candidates said, I care about this issue, but this is not my major issue.
Did the forum change the way that you're thinking about this race?
I have a candidate now, and I've sent in money to the campaign.
And I mean, how much do you see a senator as really being able to do when it comes to this big global issue?
I see it as extremely important. Since the election of President Trump, the states and what we call subnational actors, states and cities, have really been taking the lead on climate change. But this is really a national and international problem. And if we don't have leadership and action on the national level, we're not going to get to where we want to be or we need to be.
Mark Smith is a professor of economics at Colorado College. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's been a pleasure.